producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
B7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to enjoy the fall season. I hope you've all had a chance or are still going to pick apples. Oh, there's nothing that tastes better than a fresh picked apple. And there's so much that you can do with those apples. Not just eating them raw, but cooking and all kinds of things. Also happening this time of the year across the whole country, our county fairs, state fairs, pack up the family, take them. It's a lot of fun and gives you a chance to see where milk comes from. A lot of people have no idea. Oh, yeah, it comes from a cow, but they have no idea how it gets from the cow to the bottle and all of the other animals at the fair. I mean, there's so many different types of chickens and turkeys and all of your livestock. It's just a great time of the year to take the family, go to your local state fair or county fair and enjoy the activities there. And of course, you got to eat a little bit of junk food. That's okay once in a while. If we can help you, call us 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her geranium.
Sue, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. I'm pleased to have you advise me about my unusual geraniums.
Okay.
I, at this point, have brought them into the garage, and I am... have cut off the unusual branches that keep it from looking round and shaped. But I now take them down to grow lights in the basement, and it works, but it's not as very satisfactory. I don't know whether to trim them all the way down, to cut them down, or to leave them and just hope for the best, which is what I did this last year.
Okay, now how much of the geranium did you remove? You said you cut some of it.
Just some of the long branches. These unusual geraniums will grow a very thick stem.
Okay. And now, were they growing in the containers they're in now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, so they're in the garage now. You've cut them back to create a good shape.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to put them in your basement under grow lights, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. Now, your grow lights, they should be on for 12 hours.
Right.
And because you want to try and keep it at a 50-50 like it was the middle of summer.
Right.
And you will get some flowers underneath the lights. You want to feed the plants on a monthly basis,
mm-hmm.
run them a little bit on the dry side,
right.
not powdery, but let them dry out a little bit, then give them a good drink, feed them every month. If you see that you're getting a lot of yellow leaves, you probably will have to increase the water and maybe feed them a little bit more often, maybe every 3 weeks. And what I do, my dad showed me this, because he grew a lot of plants under lights in his basement. And he just had a calendar. And right on the calendar, when he fed them, he wrote it down. When he watered, he wrote it down on the calendar, so that when he went in, he could say, okay, I watered them 5 days ago. He'd take his finger, go into the soil 2 knuckles. If it felt moist, he'd let it go another day or two, and then he'd give them a good drink. And so between fertilizer and water. Now, pruning. If these are really unique geraniums, let them grow, let them stretch out and get leggy. And once they put out 4 to 6 inches of new growth, then get some nice clean plastic pots. And if you've got some plastic pots that you saved from plants that you put into your window boxes or in your garden, rinse them out with the hose, and to sterilize them, what I do is I take a 5-gallon bucket, and I'll put a pint of Clorox, and then fill the rest of it with water, and then I'll submerge all my plastic pots, let them sit in there for 10, 15 minutes, and the bleach will kill any disease spores or eggs that are attached to the plastic pot.
Right.
And then fill them with a good potting soil, and black gold is very, very good and ideal organic potting soil. Stay away from the Miracle-Gro stuff. It's got a lot of bark mulch in it, and cuttings don't root that well. So either black gold or ideal organic. And then buy some rooting powder. And you can buy a little tin foil envelope for $3 or $4. And that little tin foil envelope, I think it's like 1 ounce, will take and root 100 cuttings. So as your plant stretches, then, and you get 3 inches, 4 inches of new growth, cut it off, remove the bottom half of the leaves, dip it in the rooting powder, and then push it right into your pot, firm it, give it a good drink, and keep it underneath the lights, and those new cuttings will root and make more new plants for you for next spring.
That has been the problem. I've had a hard time making those that I've done this with grow satisfactorily. And I thought maybe you can only do it in the spring satisfactorily. The plant has a message that says don't grow, but that's not true, according to what you're telling me.
No, I used to work at a greenhouse, and we saved stock plants. And so we had red, we had pink, we had all the different varieties, some variegated ones, and we grew them in a 14-inch pot. And then about this time of the year, we would bring them in, put them inside the greenhouse, put them pot to pot to make them stretch for the light. And then after Christmas, we started taking cuttings. And we dip them in the rooting powder, put them in sterilized soil, sterilized pots, give them a good drink. And they rooted wonderful. And we took cuttings until early to mid-March. And then early to mid-March, we took the mother plants, We cut them in half, just chop the top right off of them, and we would put them in hanging baskets or in bigger containers, put some dynamite around them, and they would just explode. And for Memorial Day weekend, we had hanging baskets of geraniums that were incredible. And we had these 12-inch tubs that created a geranium that was, I'm going to say, 18 inches by 2 feet, and they were in full bloom.
Yeah. These are what my plants look like now.
Yeah.
They're gigantic, and of course it's tough to manage them at that size, you know, getting them up and down stairs. Never mind, just in from the garden into the garage.
Right. Now, how close are your lights from the plant?
Well, this is how I start them. I start them low, but of course, they as they continue to grow, I move them up because they will grow right into the lights.
Right. See, and once they start to grow into the light and you're getting a lot of this new growth,
yep.
That's when you can take cuttings.
Yep.
Because we took cuttings in the greenhouse from, well, before Christmas, actually, right up until March, and we had all kinds of plants to sell for the springtime.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Liz from Cape Cod. She's got a question about preparing a new lawn.
Liz, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I know it's a little late, but I've got about 80 pounds of Pearl's grass seed, and I wanted to rototill the lawn, but someone came and looked at it and said, even though to me it looks like mostly crabgrass, if I put some loam on it, he's going to do it, put some loam on it and reseeded, that he thought it would be okay. So I have a couple of questions. I have some old seed starter that I could use, although it's not an organic kind. The other thing is, what about a natural alternative type of product to use with it? And what do you think of biochar, if you know about that?
Okay. What I would have him do before he does anything is you need to take your lawnmower with a bag, and you need to scalp your lawn. And that way, when you're cutting it, you're going to cut the seed heads off the crabgrass, and they'll be sucked into the bag.
Yeah, that was my fear, that all the crabgrass was going to grow through the new lawn.
Right. So you've got to get a lawnmower with a bag, set the blade at the lowest rate. I don't care if it scalps it. I mean, at this point,
right,
you want to get all of those seed heads out, because each crabgrass plant can make 500 to 1,000 seeds.
Mm.
Okay? Then have them apply some fresh loam, rake it in, roll it, so that you don't have holes or pockets in your lawn, and if there is, then they can rake it to level it off. Put down the grass seed, put down the starter fertilizer. I would get some lime, like the
Magic Cal or something.
Yeah, something like Magic Cal works very well. The other one that you can use that will do the same thing is Turf Turbo.
Okay.
And then there's another one called lightning lime.
Oh, I've seen that too, yeah.
Okay, so lime, put down your grass seed first.
Yeah.
Now, the cost to do all this is going to be expensive. So while you're spending the money, double the amount of seed that you normally put down. So have them apply it from north to south and then go east to west. That way you don't have to go through this again next year.
Right.
Okay? Then your seed starter, your lime, take a bamboo rake, turn it upside down, and comb it into the soil. And then roll it and water every single day, and that grass will come up. And if the weather can stay half decent with some 60s and 70s during the day, between now and Thanksgiving, that grass could come up to be about 3 inches tall. Now, next spring, I want you to buy a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. It's going to cost you about $5 more a bag, but it will fertilize your new grass that you planted in the fall, and it will put down a barrier to kill any crabgrass seeds that fell before he came and might be in that new loam that he's bringing to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then water like crazy, and you should be pretty well crabgrass free. Now, during the year, if you should start to notice a little bit of crabgrass coming up here and there, and it's, you know, you can't get it all on the first shot, buy a liquid crabgrass killer. And you can spray those areas only. You don't have to treat the whole yard, only where you see crabgrass. And it's going to be noticeable because it's a lighter shade of green. And that contains fertilizer, so it will feed the new lawn and kill the seed.
Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. I got a phone call from Lage Travel, and we were talking about our planned trip to Cuba, April 16th through the 23rd, and he said that the trip is a third book, and this is just our second week. There's a real shortage of hotels, and until the embargo is lifted, it's going to stay very, very tight. And it's not a regular vacation. It's a people-to-people tour. And I know you're going to love it. I mean, we're going to their Cuba's main botanical garden, an organic farm, a coffee plantation, a tobacco plantation, and their rolling of tobaccos.
We're going to a school to see what the school system is like there, to a place to see where they learn to dance and how the kids are taught to play baseball and things like that. The meals, a lot of them are all set for you. We're going to visit the DuPont Estate that's there in Cuba. And then we're also going to see an orchid farm. And the first pharmacy ever developed in Cuba, and a lot more. You're going to be able to bring back, when you come home, Cuban cigars, Cuban rum, and it's all legal. You're not going to have to hide it. And it's going to be a great time, and I know you're going to learn a lot about the Cuban people. And it's safe. Believe me, it's safe. So if you'd like to join us, give them a call on Monday. The number is 800-322-9481. Ask for Bobby, and she can tell you all about it and send you some information. But we had a real busy week. Again, a third of the trip is full, and they have about 25 people who have called, are very interested. So by next weekend, there's a possibility we may be close to sold out, because there's only 50 people. We can't find a hotel that will take more than 50. So we're a third of the way there, and by next week, we may be very close. So don't hesitate if you've been thinking. And if you're traveling alone, mention that to Lage Travel when you talk with Bobby, and she will help you to find a roommate. So that way it will save you some money. Okay? Oh, the other thing, it's during school vacation. So if there are any teachers that would like to go and come back and educate their classrooms, this is the place to go. Hope you can make it. You'll be really, really pleased with this adventure. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jane from Cape Cod. She's got a question about beetles, and then another question about woodpeckers.
Okay. Jane from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Haven't talked to you in a long time. Got a problem. Powder post beetles in the shed. What do I do?
They're eating the wood?
Yeah, there's all sawdust in the shed.
Okay. Then what you're going to need to do is to spray the shed. So open up the door. Get a paper mask, and then you need like a pump can there that you build up pressure in, a 1 gallon or a 2 gallon, and get a termite control product. And Bonide and Bayer both make a termite control, also Fertiloam. That what you would do is you would spray it and give it a chance to really soak in, and you want to spray the ceiling, the floor, and then go outside and spray the outside of the building. Let it run down the sides, and then close the door in the tool shed. And if you get a real hot day, that heat will build up in there. It will turn the liquid to a gas. The gas will penetrate the wood and kill anything that's in that wood.
Even the beetles?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Now, my daughter has a problem with woodpeckers eating the house. Tyvek and everything. Azac, rather.
You know, my dad had the same thing. He built a brand new garage, and he was working in it one day, and he could hear this tapping sound. And he went from his tool shed little area in the garage to the door, opened the door, and there was nobody there. Went back to work, and 5 minutes later, he hears this tapping sound again. Went outside, nothing. And then it happened a third time, and he went out the back door, came around the side, and on the front of the garage, these were brand new cedar shingles.
Yep.
And the darn woodpecker was making holes in them.
Uh-huh.
And he called me, and he said, my new garage is being destroyed. There's about 30 shingles where the woodpecker has made a hole the size of a pencil. And he can't be looking for bugs because it's brand new material. And I said, Dad, what you've got to do is you've got to spray it. And that'll keep the woodpeckers from going in there. And I just had him get a hornet and wasp spray. He sprayed the hornet and wasp material on the area where the woodpeckers were, and they never bothered the garage again.
This is an extensive area.
Well, I mean, if you buy a good product, you won't have to do it two or three times, but there's a company. We've talked a lot about shoe mold to kill mold and mildew in your basement.
Yes.
Or a camper. Very well, good. They make a product called Shoe Fly Hornet and Wasp Spray.
Good.
And you spray this on the outside where they're pecking. And you don't have to treat the whole building.
Uh-huh.
Just the areas where the woodpeckers are going to town.
Uh-huh.
And it will stop instantly. They don't like it. It's a poison, and they know it, and they'll leave the building alone. So,
right.
I mean, I'm not saying, you know, spray the entire outside of your building. Spray just the areas where the woodpeckers are active and maybe go a foot all the way around.
Very good. That would be wonderful because they are a real nuisance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, my dad had just finished building this garage. It wasn't up 2 weeks, and these woodpeckers, there was two of them, and they had to replace about 30 shingles because they were really going to town.
Pray that's going to happen here. But we'll try this, and you have a good day, and thanks for your great information.
Well, I thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
Good.
It's fall, and let's enjoy it.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Edith from South Carolina. She's got a question about a myrtle.
Edith, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have it's huge now. Crepe myrtle mm-hmm. has grown into the mock orange, I think it is. And I'd like to be able to get this crepe myrtle out of there, but I wondered how I could get it out without killing the roots of both of the other plant.
Okay, so you just want to remove the plant, right?
Yes, but, you know, I want to keep the one and get rid of the crepe myrtle.
Okay. What I would do is if you try and dig out the crepe myrtle, you have to visualize that everything that's above the ground is an identical copy of below the ground. So to try and dig it out, you're going to damage the root system of the plants that you want to keep.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is to take a saw and cut the crepe myrtle right down to the ground right now, because the crepe myrtle is still green.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And all that energy that's in the leaves, if you remove it, won't have a chance to get down to the root and be there for next year. So cut it as close to the ground as possible. And then what I would do is to get a drill and get the biggest drill that you can, like a half inch or a three quarter, and drill a series of holes in the top of the stump. And then get a bottle of either Clean Up or Kills All. And you can find that at your local nursery or garden center.
Okay.
Roundup is half the strength, and you need something powerful.
Yeah.
So you drill into the trunk about 2 to 3 inches deep or more. And you can drill it in the sides and the top, and then take the Clean-Up or the Roundup and pour it in straight. Don't mix it with water. Pour it in each of the holes straight, and the tree will absorb it. And it will suck it into the stump, take it down to the roots, and kill the roots. Check it a week later, and if you see that the holes are all empty, add some more. And if you could do that 2 or 3 times, then you don't have to worry about the root and digging up the plant, and you can plant on either side of it and have a good-looking yard. But cut it down now,
okay.
And that way you're not allowing the energy to get to the root. Drill holes, Clean Up, or Kills All, non-diluted right into those holes. Goodbye, crepe myrtle. Thank you.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Most other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue below ground. But Complete's two-way formula kills ants, fleas, and ticks above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests, like grubs and mole crickets, for up to 3 months. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. And if you'd like more gardening information, sign up for our email newsletter. It's free. It comes out every single Thursday, and it is loaded with information. Just go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put in your email address, hit submit, and Thursday you'll get a copy. And if you want to see what the newsletter looks like, click on archive, and they're all listed right there. Just click on it and you'll see what the newsletter is all about. There's a lot of great information. We put a gardening quote, a recipe, and I got a good one coming for you this week. This past week we did summer squash soup. And you can eat it hot or cold. And this week, one of my favorite recipes for the garden, and everything is from the garden, is a vegetable garden lasagna. No meat. It's got all the cheeses, but you're using red peppers, green peppers, carrots, onions, and oh, it is so good. And next week's recipe is a cauliflower and ham casserole. So all things from the garden, and believe me, they are delicious. And it's free. So www.paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. put your email address, and talk to your friends. Tell them about the newsletter and have them sign up too. You'll find some great ideas. This week we talked about bulbs, hyacinth bulbs. Let's see, we talked about fritillaria, some of the hybrids. We talked about daffodils and how to grow them. And the folklore and the legend behind them. And a lot more. So check it out. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Peter from New Hampshire. He's got a question about... looks like Leatris?
Leatris, yes. Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Yes, I've got, well, what happened was we bought a couple of liatris and a couple of phlox back in July. And then I got lazy and I never planted them. And we did water them, but we didn't plant them. And, you know, the meter's running. I was wondering, you know, October's going to be starting in a few days. Is it still late to plant them, or should I just leave them in the pots and just kind of, you know, put them in the ground or something?
I would plant them right now. Liatris is a bulb, and you're going to be amazed. The first time I planted it, I put 5 to a 10-inch hole. And that first year, I had 5 beautiful spikes of that purple, blue, almost like a snapdragon type flower. And the following year I had 10, and the year after that I had 15, and now the clump is 12 to 15 inches wide, and it's got to be like 20-25 stems that come out, and my wife will cut them and bring them in the house, put them in a vase with other perennials, and they're beautiful. And your phlox, the same thing. Dig a hole, put some compost in there, some animal manure, and put them in a place where they're going to get a lot of sun and good air circulation. Don't jam it in between other plants, because phlox tend to get a white, powdery coloration on their foliage called powdery mildew. So if you can put it in an open area where the wind moves the air around, and not in an area with a built-in sprinkler system. Tall growing phlox does not like moisture on the foliage, and if it's near a sprinkler system, you're going to have powdery mildew, and you're going to have to be spraying it constantly. But get them in the ground now. When they turn brown, cut them flush to the ground. Put a little bit of pine needles on top of them, and you're ready.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.